Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi friends, my name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm coming to you with today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled, The Wisdom of the Cross. Let's do a little thought experiment. Imagine that God comes to you and tells you He's willing to give you anything you want. Sort of like the genie that came to Aladdin. Cue the humming of a friend like me. What would you ask for? There's actually a story in the scriptures that follows that same narrative. God came to King Solomon and offered to give him anything he asked for. Do you know what he requested? Wisdom. See, wisdom is the ability to live in alignment with reality. It's knowing the right thing to do in a given situation. And God was so pleased that Solomon requested wisdom that he told him in addition to giving him great wisdom, he would also extend his life and make him great. Wisdom is highly valued in the scriptures, which makes Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 21, a bit puzzling for some. He wrote, "Where is the one who's wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe." Close quote. Some have accused Paul of being against wisdom, anti-intellectual, or overly simplistic. So what's going on here? I'd suggest it's not that Paul is against wisdom or that he's anti-intellectual. Paul is simply stating that no human wisdom could ever come up with the plan of the cross. No one has come to the logical conclusion that the creator of the cosmos should suffer and die for his creation. That defies human ingenuity. The wisdom of the world is not neutral toward this affirmation. It goes so far as to reject the idea that God should give himself in love. And yet, this is the very plan that God devised to save his world. That's what C.S. Lewis meant when he said, "Reality is something you could never have guessed. That is one of the reasons I believe Christianity," he said. You could never have guessed the cross, and you cannot arrive at understanding the cross through human logic. Through the course of the passage, Paul expressed even further this by stating the cross is the wisdom of God. See, the cross not only defies the world's wisdom, but it also demonstrates God's wisdom. Think about that for a moment. Living in the way of the cross helps us align with the way God created the world to function. When we take up our cross, we really do find life, the life God designed us to live. I don't know about you, but I'm challenged with that truth. Sometimes it doesn't feel like taking up my cross is the wise thing to do. It feels like taking up arms is the wise thing to do. Sometimes it doesn't feel like dying to myself is the wise thing. It feels like defending myself is the wise thing. Take some time today and prayerfully consider the magnitude of what Paul is saying. Living in the way of the cross is wisdom. And then pray for God to empower you to step into that way with his heart. Let me pray for you now. Lord, thank you for your wisdom that's displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Self-giving love that changed the course of history. And Lord, I pray that as your followers, we might live in your same way with your same heart. So teach us today what it looks like to take up our cross and to follow you, and to learn what it means to really, truly live. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.